The 2013 Texas abortion bill that became the state's newest abortion law was actually introduced during the legislature's regular session, but blocked by Democrats using the Senate's two-thirds majority rule. It was quickly added to the summer's first special session, and it didn't take long before becoming a source of contention and controversy that led to heated testimony and record-breaking rallies in the thousands at the state capitol. Within the same time frame, information began circulating about the effects of two provisions in the bill, one requiring doctors performing abortions to have hospital admitting privileges, and two, clinics performing abortions would have to meet ambulatory surgical standards. Planned Parenthood's executive director, Cecile Richards.
This bill, of course, will shut down dozens of women's health care providers in the state of Texas, not only impacting women's ability to access safe and legal abortion, but access any kind of health care that those clinics provide.
But eventually the bill came up for a final vote in the Texas Senate, and Democrats had another plan to stop the legislation. That plan's champion was Fort Worth Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis, who spoke for 13 hours on the Senate floor in a filibuster noticed across the nation.
I will try to explain the history of the failed legislation before us, the impact of that legislation, and most importantly, what history tells us about these policies and the motivations behind them.
Near the end of the filibuster, the Senate's chamber echoed with cheers from the people and arguments between lawmakers. Here's San Antonio Democratic State Senator Letitia Vandepute asking to be recognized to speak on the issue.
After going over what people heard as far as discussion, Senator Campbell, your point of order is well taken and is sustained. The chair recognizes Senator Hager.
Mr. President, parliamentary inquiry. At what point must a female senator raise her hand or her voice to be recognized over the male colleagues in the room?
Democrats were able to push a vote on the issue past the midnight deadline, and thereby killing the legislation. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
I didn't lose control over what we were doing. We had an unruly mob of hundreds, if not a thousand people in here that were screaming and yelling, and we couldn't communicate with our members.
In the end, the bill passed a month later in July during a second special session. But political experts agree on an unintended consequence, which was raising Wendy Davis and Letitia Vandepute's political profiles.
This capital belongs to the people, and one day, hopefully soon, we're going to return it to the people of the state of Texas.
So beyond the passage of the legislation, litigation being filed against Texas's abortion law, and highlighting two Democratic women's political careers, what else came from the filibuster? Austin Democratic Representative Donna Howard says the filibuster raised the level of activism in Texas by tenfold, but provisions in the law also resulted in the closure of clinics serving entire sections of the state.
There's no concern about the health implications that we're going to see as a result of this, and you're asking what's going to happen next session? I'm concerned that because those folks who were pushing for this legislation were able to get it through, that they're going to try to push for even more restrictions.
She says Democrats in the legislature are already planning for the 2015 legislative session. Ryan Pompey, Texas Public Radio News.